A few years ago, I was in a very challenging position. I won't go into all of it, but it seemed as though ministry was over for me. And I felt I did not have the resources. I did not know what to do or where to go. And the challenges of my life seemed like were overwhelming me. I still felt the call of God to preach the gospel. And of course, we can speak the gospel at any time, but I wanted to do it in a very effective way. And all I can say is that God provided the resources and the direction for me to meet the challenge that was before me. And this ministry came out of that. Listen to what happened to the disciples here in John 6, verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. And when Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great multitude coming unto him, he said unto Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to test him, for he knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have just a little." And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." Do you see what happened? Jesus gave them a challenge. You feed them. And Jesus gives us the challenge. He sees the need. He directs us. And many times it seems this challenge is more than we can ever accomplish. Yet what we do is what the disciples did. They gathered up what they could, which was a very small amount. They presented it to Jesus, and then they got to work. They worked at distributing that bread out to 5,000 people, getting that organized. You just think of that out there in the sun. But Jesus brought them success. You see, when Jesus asks us to do something, he resources us with that which we must have to accomplish the task. But he expects us to be faithful and sincere and to work. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you've been so faithful to me. You have sent the resources that I needed. You've sent the people that I've needed at different times to help me and to train me and to teach me and to help me. I'm just so appreciative of that, Lord. You have given me favor with people of influence, and I thank you for that. Lord, how can I ever doubt you? Whenever you ask me to do something, if I am obedient and willing and my trust is in you, all things will be accomplished that you ask of me. In Jesus' name, amen.